This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The spotlight's on President Trump in southwest France, where today the G7 summit's winding down. And the president's been talking about renewed trade talks with China, telling reporters Chinese officials called twice over the weekend to discuss renewing the talks with the administration. The president saying Beijing is actively reaching out to restart those talks and, quote, make a deal to end the trade war that's been worrying business and government leaders around the world. White House hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders challenging the Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, to take up gun control legislation that's been sitting dormant.
Stop your cowardice! Have the guts to debate the issues.
He was speaking in McConnell's backyard of Louisville, Kentucky, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Pope Francis hoping the world can come together to put out the record fires scorching the Amazon rainforest. He spoke to crowds at St. Peter's Square Sunday, calling the Amazon a lung of forests that is vital to the planet. After 2 years, prosecutors pressing charges for 12 deaths that happened during Hurricane Irma. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Arrest warrants have been issued for 4 employees of the Hollywood Hills nursing home in Florida. They're accused of playing a role in the deaths of a dozen residents after Hurricane Irma knocked out the facility's air conditioning in 2017. That prompted many 911 calls like this.
We don't have any air conditioning, so I saw her slouch over. I realized that she's not breathing, so I check her. She's just barely breathing, and her fingers are started to change color, you know, slightly blue.
The head nurse and administrator are expected to face manslaughter charges.
This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Most meteorologists agree that nuking a hurricane would not stop it and could, in fact, make things worse. Axios is reporting that President Trump reportedly asked about the idea of dropping bombs into the eye of a forming hurricane back in 2017 during a national security briefing. And while the White House hasn't confirmed the report, it's not the first time that idea has surfaced. Government scientists reportedly discussed the idea back in the 1980s. Police say a woman kicked a pregnant woman in the stomach during a fight at a Delaware Chick-fil-A. Police say Jada Blake confronted the 21-year-old pregnant woman after the two jockeyed for a spot at the restaurant's drive-thru over the weekend. Blake hit the woman in the head and then in the face and then kicked her in the stomach. Police say Blake knew the woman was pregnant at the time. The victim was taken to a hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Louisiana is taking home its first ever Little League World Series championship. Yeah, the kids from River Ridge, Louisiana, crushed Curacao 8-0 in yesterday's title game. They are also the first team to ever win the Little League World Series after losing their first game in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, ready or not, you know, time keeps passing and the world keeps turning. And guess what? Our day continues to move forward. So what kind of day is it going to be for you? Our next guest should not be as accomplished as she is, you know, by all odds. And I know some people do not understand how Dr. Carol Swain could be a high school dropout, a teenage mother, and then become a highly accomplished university professor and a public intellectual. She joins us now. It's always good to have her sense of reason and her encouragement because you know, she is that classic case of I was, I am, and chose not to be identified by her early life, but took those experiences to where, you know, she can speak from a position of power and prove an example. Dr. Swain, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's my pleasure to be on your show, and thanks for that fine introduction.
Well, it's meaningful because what happens, Carol, if I might say, is that, you know, with all the negative news that we hear out there, we do not celebrate accomplishments. They're kind of, you know, negated, and especially when you are a person of color, it seems, because there is that narrative that wants to keep people of color, if I might say, blind boxed and begging and into victims. And whether it's you or Dr. Ben Carson or others, you know, who have been a proven example, I believe, to other people of color to say, look, if I can do it with the odds against me, he was raised by a single mom. You were raised by a single mom as well, right?
Well, I was raised with a stepfather in an abusive home, and so there were times when my mother was single, but my mother and stepfather were alcoholics.
Mm-hmm. Not the most ideal upbringing, to say the least.
No, and we all dropped out of school, and I married at 16. And according to sociological studies, I should have led a life of welfare and repeated the cycle of alcoholism.
But because of your life and what you lived, it gives you extraordinary compassion for others who come to that crossroads of life and choose whether or not to, in simplified terms, I know this is simplified because there's much more to it than just saying I'm going to be a victim or I'm going to be a victor, right?
Here's what I believe the problem is. Even though I was growing up in poverty in the rural South, I never heard the kinds of narratives that young people hear today or people from more elite minority backgrounds, I think they've heard them for some time, and that is that the world is somehow stacked against you if you're black, if you're poor, if you're a woman. And so for some reason, I always believed in the American dream. I was proud to be an American. I was proud to be a Virginian. I was very much aware that I lived in the state that produced 8 presidents. And so I had many sources of pride as a child. But mostly, when I decided to change my life, I believed that if I worked hard, then I would be rewarded for my effort. And so I got out there and I worked, but there were many people that came alongside me and encouraged me. I never had a goal of becoming a university professor. I didn't know anything about becoming a professor, but there were other people who stepped into my life, who guided and directed me, and they were not people who looked like me from the same racial background.
Right. It is amazing what hard work will do and how it draws people to support you. I know that you probably look back and you think, wow, what a miracle. But that is something that I hear consistently of people who, you know, against all odds decided, okay, I'm going to do something different, that somehow by the grace of God, however you want to define it, the right people come into your life and bless you and support the cause. And so to hear you share your story with us, I find it to be quite consistent with others who have experienced similar situations.
Well, I mean, even now, I'm sort of at a crossroads, but I know that God, you know, gives information on a need-to-know basis. He doesn't give the full picture. And during my early years, I cannot say that I was a devout Christian. I was not raised in a Christian home, except I knew as Christianity because my great-grandfather had been a pastor and my grandmother was steeped in religion, but my immediate circumstances was not one where I was raised in a Christian family where there was all that hope. I became a Christian believer late in life, in my 40s. I became a devout believer, but I spent my life knowing that there was something bigger than me, God, in my life, because I couldn't explain all the open doors and opportunities and people that stepped into my life at the optimal time and directed me.
It is an onion skin experience, and, you know, we know in part, and sometimes that can be a frustration, you know, for people that think they need to know everything. And sometimes that can work against you, can it not?
Oh, I mean, if we, sometimes people come and they want to encourage you with prophetic words, and they tell you all this stuff, and that really sometimes adds to confusion. But I think that, again, God reveals information on a need-to-know basis. And, you know, you just take the next step. And for me, I'm sure you know that I ran for mayor of Nashville. Last year I ran in a special election. I came in number 2. We had less than 6 weeks. This time I ran for the 4-year term. I came in number 3. And so I'm coming off that experience, but I can say that, you know, I didn't win, but it was such a great experience because I was able to get my ideas out there. I was able to do what I believe is the call on my life, and that is to hold politicians accountable. I was out there on the stage debating people, a televised debate. And to me, you know, that's not something I saw coming in my life. I've never had an aspiration to be a politician. Still don't have an aspiration to be one.
Well, but you're rising to the need. And if this is something that God wants for you, then it will happen. But as you say, there are victories along the way if you're willing to accept them. Let me ask you, Dr. Swain, a lot of conversation from Democratic presidential candidates talking about politics, talking about reparations. Is that going to help or hurt people of color?
Everything that's coming from the Democrats these days, it's just ridiculous, it's nonsense, and it's designed to keep us divided and torn apart. And I'm really frustrated, not frustrated really, but astonished at the use of the white nationalism, white supremacists, to attack the president and his supporters, and this whole reparations whatever you want to call it, bringing that to the surface at this time is just meant to be a way to motivate black people to vote, because the Democrats never deliver on their promises, whether it's black, working class, whites, or Hispanic. They don't deliver, but they keep people all worked up. They have
exactly.
to oppose.
Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Carol Swain on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 15 minutes after the
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is sponsored by Agilent. PFAS, known as forever chemicals, are long-lived, man-made chemicals with unique properties that make them useful in products such as grease-proof food packaging, non-stick cookware, waterproof clothing, and firefighting foam. But PFAS chemicals do not break down and have accumulated in the environment, making them potentially harmful to humans. They're in our drinking water, food, soil, and living organisms such as fish and livestock. There is evidence that continued exposure above specific levels to certain PFAS can lead to adverse health conditions. Dr. Tarun Animal, Global Environment Market Manager at Agilent.
Agilent is a leading provider of complete PFAS measurement solutions used by scientists around the world to accurately measure and identify PFAS in water. This is a critical step for estimating human exposure and potential risk.
Agilent is committed to helping scientists create a safer and healthier environment. For more, visit agilent.com/newsroom.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Network Capital Funding. Yes, the direct lending team is going to start saving you money right away on your mortgage and high interest credit card payments. You know, you've heard about interest rates. Jordan Goodman said it earlier. They're falling. Take advantage of it. Give them a call. right now, 800-700-8068 for all the details so you can start saving right away. Our conversation with Dr. Carol Swain continues. Dr. Swain, before we get into these reckless accusations that touched on in the first segment, I want to get your read. As a university professor, the other talk that's coming from these Democratic candidates is free tuition. I mean, what is all that about? I mean, here there's lots to argue about the way this whole thing, the genesis of tuition, the government involvement in this, the high debt. I think it's up to, 1.4 trillion now in tuition debt. It's unconscionable what has happened. But to make other taxpayers pay, because that's what would happen, to pay for people who went to college with their aspirations and hope, and because the government failed them, why should we the people pay for that?
Well, first of all, I would say that even while tuition rises, the quality of education at universities is declining. And that it comes from the fact that universities are no longer marketplaces of ideas. I mean, they are places of indoctrination, and they have so many diversity and inclusion deans and provosts and all of these people that are getting six-figure salaries. And so actually we're focusing on the wrong thing instead of focusing on the reason why tuition is so high. The reason tuition is so high is because we're supporting all kinds of things that are not about education. That's really the opposite of what education is supposed to be about. So I think that if we could change the conversation, we would put the spotlight back on university administrators and what they do, and we'd get rid of all of those programs that end with study.
Well, that's certainly part of it. I would agree with your assessment. I also think that what we're doing, I mean, the end point is that we're as you say, indoctrinating these young kids, and they're ill prepared to go out into the marketplace right now to hit the ground running. That's a disappointment, and
that's right.
And it has to be even
money.
Yes, exactly. And so here they are. I mean, critical thought. They've been robbed of critical thought. I'd maintain that what happened is we've mediocritized the whole process. I mean, how do you spend $500,000 for a college degree and you come out mediocre?
I mean, it's just terrible. And you look at the presidential candidates that we have, the youngish ones, let's say in their 40s, and many of them have gone through that university system where they were all focused on political correctness. And you look at AOC, that she has a degree from pretty good university, and yet, I mean, she's totally foolish in her thinking. Mm-hmm. She has no critical thinking skills, and that's what we have produced through our diversity. It should be an indictment, against universities. So we're having the wrong conversation. The other thing is that the indoctrination has caused so many young people to be so foolish about history and ignorant that they would think that socialism is better than capitalism. The fact that the Marxists have taken over our university, and they don't call themselves Marxists now. They don't have to call themselves Marxists, but it's their ideas and their ideology that are responsible for the fact that our young people are not being educated.
Well, Dr. Swain, we can thank, I think, in large measure, Donald Trump for this, because he has been an exposing agent, and socialists are out of the closet. Trevor Loudon, for years, has been on the show talking about the Democratic socialists and elected officials in our government. And I'm going, how can they be socialists and put their hand on the Bible or some other, even the Quran in some cases, but the Quran's a whole other issue, but particularly the Bible, put their hand on the Bible and swear allegiance to the country and to protect us against enemies, domestic or foreign, when what they believe in is a form of government that's antithetical to what our founding fathers have established and what has been the successful engine of economy for our country.
I agree. agree. And, you know, I agree with all of that. And at the same time that they're pushing socialism, they have benefited the most from capitalism. Look at President Obama and how he went into the White House, you know, with modest wealth, and now he's buying an island. And all of these things, I mean, they're just like the communists of other countries, that what they push for is not for themselves. You know, that they have a pretty good high standard of living, but what they push for, you know, it's really to control the masses. And the things that we've allowed this to happen to America, and I don't believe that there's a real political solution, because I don't think Republicans are organized enough, courageous enough, steeped in history enough themselves to actually fight for our country the way that they should. And so they are part of the problem. And that comes from the fact that the Republican Party at every level has been infiltrated with people that are leftists that are there to bring it down so that we have a one-party system.
And you bring up an excellent point here. Our founding fathers never expected a party to control us. This is why this is a government of, for, by, we the people. If we the people do not apprehend our rightful and authoritative position in this government, you have the 21st century America government that you have today. And a lot of people are getting restless, they're getting angry and frustrated because they're looking to politicians to represent them, and they're not doing it. So it's up to we the people to take a stand again, to have a true organic movement to say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. And if it means voting people out, if it means term limits, if it means holding them into account to make sure that at the end of the year all budgets reconcile, because last time I checked in most households across the country, we got to make sure the budget works, do we not?
Yes, and in our cities, like in Nashville, there's so much debt, even while revenues are growing, because everything the Democrats push, everything they touch, you know, it just seems to be destructive. And voting, you know, people have to vote, but at the end of the day, the system is so broken and so corrupt that you don't see the results that you would hope to see because of the power of money. And the fact that the leftists control the media for the most part, and so they can shut out the voices that they don't want heard.
Exactly. And these voices are bipartisan, which is what you suggested earlier. So it's not, you know, though it may come a lot from the, you know, from the left or from Democrats, but there are Republican establishees that are echoing the same thing, because, see, all that noise is a distraction. You know, just as you said, the reckless accusations, you know, they sow seeds of division. I mean, we have somebody that's going to take on President Trump. And the accusations he made about the president, along with, you know, Joe Scarborough and pundits from MSNBC, I mean, on down the line, the things they've said about the president is, it's not civil, it's not respectful, but this is where we are right now, all in the name of free speech.
It's all calculated, and it's all planned, and I was told back when President Trump was running, and I don't know who gave me the information, but they were proudly saying that there were six moles planted in the campaign. And everything that I have seen that has happened since he was elected suggests that there were moles in the campaign, and some of them went into the White House. And my big criticism of President Trump is that he has always seemingly made mistakes with the people he surrounds himself with. And the conservatives, the black conservatives, and any of the people that fought in the trenches for him, knocked on doors in Pennsylvania, we've been totally ignored.
Dr. Carol Swain has been our guest. She is she's passionate about empowering others to confidently raise their voices in the public square. Professor of Political Science. Thank you, Dr. Swain. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress.
promote energy levels, and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The spotlight's on President Trump in southwest France, where today the G7 summit's winding down. And the president's been talking about renewed trade talks with China, telling reporters Chinese officials called twice over the weekend to discuss renewing the talks with the administration. The president saying Beijing is actively reaching out to restart those talks and, quote, make a deal to end the trade war that's been worrying business and government leaders around the world. White House hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders challenging the Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, to take up gun control legislation that's been sitting dormant.
Stop your cowardice! Have the guts to debate the issues.
He was speaking in McConnell's backyard of Louisville, Kentucky. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
You know, I know you paid a lot for your education. I don't blame you for being frustrated to realize that maybe they could have done a better job for the $500,000 that you spent on your education, or maybe even $250,000, whatever the case may be. But you're carrying all this college debt, and you realize what they have done is managed to mediocritize your perspective. But it's never too late to be the possessor of critical thought. In fact, this is what the times are calling for, because right now we are in that that spectrum, that dynamic tension between grief and happiness. And this is what's going on, especially when we talk about China, going back and forth. Are we or are we not? Attention's there. We hear the mainstream media talking about a lot of people being in pain, but a lot of people have been in pain for a long time because of what China has done. And we're going to talk more about that with our next guest, Allison Acosta Winters, Senior Policy Fellow at Americans for Prosperity. Allison, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks. I'm great. Nice to be with you.
Did we get you? Well, good to have you here. A lot of conversation about China, many in the mainstream media and those that will want to be antithetical to the policies and really, dare I say, the courageous steps that this president has been taking. Some have said, well, he's been doing it on the back of farmers and those that are paying the price. But the fact of the matter is whether it's farmers and others in our industry who have had their ideas and intellectual property stolen, the Chinese have taken advantage, and it has been on their backs. And I think that they're willing to say, look, if I'm going to get something out of it, why not do something constructive? If I'm going to lose money, why not have it be invested in something that's going to truly change the results that we've been dealing with? Is that fair?
Well, you know, I guess from my position, I am extremely concerned about the approach, and the approach is that of tariffs, because those tariffs are hurting our businesses. They're hurting our businesses who import things from China, whether that's raw materials or whether they're consumer goods. And as you mentioned, the retaliatory tariffs from China are hurting our businesses. So I guess the question really becomes, what is the best way to approach China, to deal with China, to get it to come to an acceptable solution for its really problematic practices, like forced technology transfer, like its subsidies of its state-owned businesses and so forth. And I have huge concerns that this is the winning strategy, especially when we see it harming more than our farmers. It's harming manufacturers across the country, and of course then there's the retaliatory tariffs.
Right. And Allison, I'm not saying I disagree with you. I know that this is all part of the equation here. It's like anything. We have tried for decades now to seemingly negotiate with China. The World Trade Organization has gotten involved, other countries, but we just haven't been able to get there. Right now, at least, it seems that it's all on the table now. And, you know, whether we can get there, and yes, it is. I think that what I'm hearing, at least from manufacturers and farmers, is that they knew going into it that this was going to be painful. And also, the president put out a notice over the weekend suggesting to two businesses, look for other channels, just in case. You better have a plan B working if you don't already. Now, I got to imagine most of these businesses, they're smart people. They're looking for other options in case this situation with China goes south, because not just the trade deal. I mean, we're looking at what's going on in Hong Kong right now, and the president's made it clear that this could stall and be problematic.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the whole world is watching what's going on with Hong Kong. We are here in the United States with real, real empathy and passion for those folks who are fighting for their freedom and concerned about how it's going to work out for them. I would say, though, you know, having the administration and, you know, Congress for that matter, having politicians kind of directing where companies should locate is really the antithesis of our system of free enterprise. China is a massive market. And for our companies to have access to it, you know, setting so long as we can solve some of these problematic practices is really tremendous opportunity for our workers, for our investors,
right,
and so forth, for our consumers as well. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into having relationships in China, locating in China, creating relationships for trading with China and China with our own firms, for folks that, you know, or for businesses that are exporting. So I take the point that there, Asia itself is a very large market, but China is the big one. So warning companies to get out is just not the right way to go. I think what the president ought to be focusing on is working with our allies to pressure China to change its problematic trade practices. And there's no doubt there are problematic trade practices. I totally agree with you there. But I just don't think that hurting American companies and workers and consumers is the way to get there.
Yeah. I appreciate the perspective. And I think that, you know, we've been saying on this show, Allison, is that if we had some cooperation from Congress, let's just say the USMCA trade deal is done, NAFTA 2.0. That is,
right.
Let's just say that that's, you know, that is completed. Okay, now we have things moved along at the G7 with Japan. which was a good step. Now we start getting some of these European deals and trade discrepancies squared away. At that point, it would, I believe, place some natural pressure, international pressure, upon China to get them to go into the fold. But right now, unfortunately, our political environment is such, is that I don't blame China in some sense to say, hey, look at, you know, Trump's playing hardball here. Maybe we should wait this out. Maybe we might be better off with, let's just say, Joe Biden or Elizabeth Warren presidency. But this this Trump guy is a little untenable, and we've always gotten our way, and so maybe we should just wait this out and not take it seriously. But if we have these trade deals done on behalf of the American people, not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing, it's just an American kind of thing, then I think it would go a long way in, you know, encouraging China to cooperate and finally be part, you know, part of the better good for the World Trade Organization and for the rest of the countries altogether, don't you think?
I absolutely agree.
Or am I too optimistic?
I mean, there's no, I absolutely agree with that. I think that there's so much emphasis placed on the bad stuff that's happening in trade that we sometimes can lose sight of the good stuff that's happening. So more trade agreements like updating NAFTA, which definitely needed to be updated, you know, was passed before there was ever e-commerce, for example, and pursuing trade agreements with Japan, with the, you know, with the UK as it prepares for Brexit and so forth. All of those are super, super positive developments. They're going to help our country, and it's going to help our trade, those countries that we trade with. Getting more deals like that is really important, and then we can work with those countries exactly right to tackle these issues you know, are so problematic with China. But let's not forget, they're a great market for us.
Well, no question. I mean, that is the prize, and it's not only just the prize for America, but, you know, for the entire world. And I think that's what Donald Trump is trying to convey to President Xi. But President Xi's got he's got his hands full with the status quo and the establishment in China. I mean, he's got to overcome and get them to see, you know, what are the possibilities of changing their evil ways and becoming true partners on the world front that I think could be a win-win. And I think that also the people, the technology people they have there would challenge them to be fair competitors, and God only knows what we can create, you know, out of both countries with that. So we'll leave it right there for right now. Allison Acosta Winters on Bill Martinez Live. She's the Senior Policy Fellow at Americans for Prosperity. Allison, thank you for being with us.
Provident Films and the Kindred Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value, until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you? When you find your identity and the one who created you, change your whole perspective.
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now play. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
This message is sponsored by GSK. Is your teen vaccinated? Meningitis B is an uncommon but potentially life-threatening illness. If your teen is starting college, make sure you talk to their doctor about how vaccination can help protect them against meningitis B. Only 14.5% of teens have been vaccinated against meningitis B. GSK spokesperson Tiffany Williams.
My younger brother was at his dream college when he contracted meningitis B. His doctors thought it was the flu and told him to rest. 2 days later, he passed away. I can't bring my brother back, but with this message, I hope to educate others to help protect themselves.
Early symptoms of meningitis may appear similar to those of the flu, but can progress quickly and be fatal, sometimes within 24 hours. 1 in 10 people infected with meningitis will die. 1 in 5 survivors will suffer long-term consequences, such as loss of limbs. GSK Vaccines U.S. Vice President, Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health, Dr. Len Friedland.
Adolescents have higher rates of meningitis due to close contact with each other, sharing drinks or utensils, kissing or coughing. Talk to their doctor about the 2 different types of meningitis vaccines needed to help protect them against the 5 vaccine-preventable groups of meningitis.
Vaccination may not protect all recipients. Learn more at meningitisb.com. Again, that's meningitisb, MENINGITISB.com.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ben Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez live.
You know, Adam Holt, you think living vicariously through yourself, it's not that easy. You should not try that at home.
I'm trying not to just crack up listening to that. He lives vicariously through himself. Oh, yeah. Boy. That's something.
Yeah, that'll give you some thought. Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com is with us. Focus on the Family's evaluator of movies and all things digital. Hey, look at Overcomer did pretty good over the weekend.
Yep.
I mean, average per theater actually made it number two, although it was number five overall. So, maybe some of these movie houses will start paying attention that when the Kendricks brothers put out something that it speaks of quality. But also, again, I'm a bit frustrated. And I don't know what else we can do because, as you and I talked about, opening weekend is so important for Christian movies and for people of faith who complain that, movies are a lot of junk these days. I mean, here you have an opportunity to let them know that it matters and you can, let your credit card do a lot of voting here on behalf of quality product. And we needed to have more busloads of Christians to attend this movie.
Yeah, the phrase I want to key in on there is voting with your credit card. We may not think of going to movies as placing a vote, but that's what you're doing. When you go see a movie in the theater, especially if you go see it the first weekend, you are essentially casting a vote that tells Hollywood, more like this, please.
Yes.
With a movie like Overcomer, as you said, it was sort of a good news, maybe a little bit not so good news situation. It made $8.2 million, which is a lot of money for a Christian movie, and it only cost about $5 million to make. Now, you may think, okay, it's already in the black, but what people may not realize is that movie studios split the revenue from tickets about 50-50, typically, with the theater. Mm-hmm. So the theater gets half, the studio gets half. So that means if a movie costs $5 to make, they need $10 just to recoup the cost of production. But then typically these days you've also got a marketing campaign that may cost
exactly
as much as the movie, too. So they probably need to make, on a $5 million movie, they probably need to make, I don't know, they haven't told me this. My guess is they need to make 15 to 20 to break even. Mm-hmm. Now, this one will probably do that. This one will be, I'm guessing, in the black, and it will make money. By Christian movie standards, $8.2 million is a really good start. But that's not actually as strong, I don't think, as the last one. I think War Room did around 11 when it debuted. So a little bit off.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too. Yeah, speaking of War Room, I mean, a lot of people said to me, Adam, that, you know, War Room was their favorite of the Kendricks. But when they saw Overcomer, they said, "Ooh,
yeah,
man, this is right up there. This is going to challenge. This could be their new number one."
No, and the other thing that tends to happen, and it still could, is that typically movies fall off about 50%. That's a very average fall-off rate from weekend to weekend. So where these Christian movies tend to do better, they don't tend to drop that much. And in the industry parlance, they say they have longer legs, which is a strange metaphor, but just that's what the metaphor they use. So if the word of mouth really is good, they might not fall off that much, and it might have a longer run than an $8 million start would seem to indicate. So anyway, if you haven't seen it, this is a movie about a young girl running cross country and a coach who's having a bit of a midlife crisis, and both of them really have to sort of come to terms with who they really are. What is the core of their identity? Is it their talent? Is it their role? Is it their passion? Well, it's really none of those things. It really is their relationship with Christ. And so that's what this movie focuses on. I think especially for young athletes, if you have a junior high or high school athlete, this is probably the best Kendrick Brothers movies I think that they have made. I think it's one that, especially if you're an athlete who's not a superstar, but somebody who's just kind of trying to work through it and see what kind of things you can do, man, this is an incredibly encouraging movie.
Exactly. I love one. I mean, there's lots of lines in this. So well written. And I think this is the other thing that we were talking about. The Kendrick Brothers, how they've continued to refine their craft.
Yeah.
Their storytelling has improved. I think you and I were talking about it last week.
Yeah.
Has improved tremendously, if I might say that.
Yeah.
And they might say, wait a minute, I thought we were pretty good, you know, before. And they were. There was no question that if any one house has done, and I say a production house, has done much to improve and raise the bar for Christian film, it has been the Kendrick Brothers.
Yeah.
And their storytelling, if I can say that, if that's a fair statement. Is that fair?
I think it's fair, and I think that they've gotten funnier, and funny in a good way. Christian comedy is sometimes an oxymoron of painful proportions, because Christians, we're not known for being particularly funny. But my own son, who's 12, started cross country this year, and after his first practice, I went to pick him up. And I said, well, how was it? He's like, that was terrible. Why would anybody want to do that? And that's a line from the movie. He was quoting the movie.
Exactly.
And I actually didn't get the reference. He had to tell me, Dad, hey, dummy, that's from the movie you just reviewed. I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. That's an example of something. I can't think of any other Kendrick Brother movies that I'm quoting, but that has now become sort of a family meme for us. That was terrible. Why would anybody want to do that?
Exactly. Well, there was another line that came out, and not to give this away, but there was a point when in the hospital.
Yeah.
When, you know, because as Christians, you know, we say so often, well, we'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. Well,
right.
You know, do we really? And there was a call to question on that, which I thought was really stinging, and I think in a very motivational sort of way.
Yeah, no, I think so too. Somebody called another character who said, I'll pray for you, and he said, well, did you? And the character had to admit, no, I didn't. And sometimes as Christians, we know the right thing to say, but what matters, you know, as we see over and over in Scripture and in life, you know, talk is cheap. It doesn't matter what you say. Why do you say Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? You know, are you backing up what you say with action, with substance, with integrity? And this movie definitely deals with those issues.
Yeah, especially when you consider that, look at who's on our side. I mean,
right.
Who is there to back up the words that you're professing? You know, we're not talking some empty idol, some, 3 foot of wood that we've carved on and use half to, make our dinner or burn our dinners with and the other half to idolize. I mean, we're talking God himself. And, again, I think it's time for us not to take that so much for granted. And I think that's what's gotten us in trouble. And it's also why some people are just checking out of church because it's irrelevant. And, the dunamis power that many of us, on the other hand, are experiencing are not being experienced across the board because of compromise. That's really what it comes down to. And I think of Keith Green, who wrote that great book about No Compromise.
Right.
And when you think that you really are an evangelist and you read that book, it makes you feel like maybe you're backslidden. Because the way Keith Green approached his convictions. Anyway, moving on. Number one at the box office, Angel Has Fallen, and I know that you guys reviewed that. So
this is an R-rated action movie starring Gerard Butler. This is the third in a franchise. We had Olympus Has Fallen, and I forget the other thing that has fallen.
Well, everything's fallen, yes.
What is it?
I said everything has fallen.
That's right. Yeah. Olympus Has Fallen and London Has Fallen. That's it, London. Now it's Angel Has Fallen. He plays a Secret Service agent who gets framed for trying to stage an assassination attempt on the president. And, of course, he's the most loyal guy out there. And he has to find the bad guys and shoot them. I mean, that's really what we're dealing with here.
It's kind of a storyline we've heard before, right?
We have seen this, and it's an R-rated action movie. And with the R rating tends to come more graphic violence and more profanity. I mean, there's a lot of profanity and a big body count here. And so, you know, Bill, I like an action movie just as much as the next person. But I think it would be wise to ask ourselves, do we really need, you know, such gratuitous bloodshed, especially in our hyper-violent culture? And just let me climb on a sideways soapbox here. You know, the people in Hollywood are sometimes the loudest to scream about, you know, gun control, but they're also the ones making movies with guys with assault rifles that are, you know,
exactly,
mowing lots of people down.
Which is the poster of Angel Has Fallen.
It is.
It's Gerard holding an AR, AR-15. You go, okay, yeah, right. So you go,
right. Exactly. So who's pot, kettle, black, whatnot. But I think it's worth asking ourselves the question, do we really need to see that? You know, is that... Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to shame anybody. I'm not trying to be holier than thou. I like guys blowing stuff up as much as the next guy. But, there are better ways to spend 2 hours.
Can we do it creatively? You know, to me, I think you and I talked about this. To me, it's like distortion in music. It's like if you can't hit the scales, hey, distort it, and you can hide it that way. It's kind of like me dancing. You know, I love to dance under a strobe light because I look awesome. I'm John Travolta under a strobe light, man. Take the strobe light away. It's like, oh, gosh. You know, it's just all that distortion and shooting them up and stuff like that. It's, it just hides a lack of creativity, in my humble opinion.
All right. I would have to agree with you.
Well, Adam Holtz, Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, especially before you, vote with your credit card, as we talked about earlier. Adam, as always, pleasure to have you with us. God bless.
God bless, Bill. We'll talk to you soon.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking.